Blog Talk Radio.
Feel me? You know? Who's that, baby? Who's that? Who's that Mo House, bruh? Who's that Digi House? Kicking and talking that shit. Niggas was like, whoa. Hey.
I see you standing at the bar. I'm dapper damn fresh, puffin' on a cigar. Douce in my cup, ace of spade in the bucket. Chillin' on ice, got a pocket full of ducats. What's your name, who you is, I'm tryin' to find out who you are. I need a designated driver, hit the keys to my car. I been getting all this money, all praise to Allah. Barn whip, drop top, you could gaze up at the stars. Check out my appearance, nothing on me from clearance. This ain't happen overnight, this is years of perseverance. The night is still young, room service at the aroma. When you high your life, you never sober. Come closer.
I've been getting all this money. I've been spending all this cash. I got one question for you.
Hey baby, let me ask you something.
When are you gonna work that ass?
Switching four lanes, I've been getting all this cash, baby money ain't a thing. Got the roof in the trunk, I could teach you how to stunt. What you know about rolling fruit punch in the blunt? You got me tripping, I forgot to mention. Ever since an infant, I've been on that pimp shit. I've been up and down, flying in and out of town, reminiscing how I feel to make love in the air. Life is but a dream, sometimes it ain't fair. Keep your eyes on the prize of falling in love with a square. My neck and my wrists on Times Square bright. What's the point of living life if you ain't living life, baby?
I've been getting all this money. I've been spending all this cash. I got one question for you.
Hey baby, let me ask you something.
When are you gonna work that ass?
Working for a real nigga. If he ain't got the bank, why you dealing with him? Hindsight, that's 2020. You ain't gotta look no more. I'm the one you been searching for. Straight dope, uncut. Shock him pure. Being broke is a disease. And baby, I got the cure. Live smart, die genius. Keys, they open doors. With an ass like that, the world is all yours. Hey, hey, gone working for a real nigga. Make that ad work like a 9-to-5. Hey, hey, go on working for a real nigga. Make that air work, I'm talking overtime.
I've been getting all this money. I've been spending all this cash. I got one question for you.
Hey baby, let me ask you something.
When are you gonna work that ass?
Keeping it real with Jay Sean Online Radio Podcast. Tonight is January 28th, 2022, and it's Friday. Freaky, 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 freaky Friday, as some people might say. I just was checking out the news, and I'm hearing about the New Jersey state of emergency. I guess we're expecting some snow. I really don't know how much. I tend to learn at my age and from years of experience that nobody knows what the weather gonna be except God, really. So you could take everything that the news say most of the time, not all of the time, but most of the time on face value. So I guess they said it's gonna be a lot of snow, so I guess we will anticipate a lot of snow tonight. I really don't care either way. I don't have to get up in the morning and do anything or go anywhere. So if we snowed in or if we get 3 inches or 33 inches, it really ain't gonna affect me. And even if I did have to go somewhere, still wouldn't affect me because I would just take mass transportation, probably more than likely. That's what I would do. But we got a serious show coming out later on. We're supposed to have the ladies cast of my new film, COVID-19 Fair, coming on about 8:30. If you're on the line and you want to make a comment or you want to speak to somebody or you want to say something, go live and give a shout out, you have to press 1 if you called in. And a lot of people are having trouble calling in. I apologize for that. Something's going on with the Blog Talk and Metro PSC or PTS. Something is going on between them two with the charges. Excuse me, and I'm not really sure. So at this time, we just got to do the best we could do. If you can't get through, you just got to click on the link, which should be on my page or in my private group on Facebook, the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean podcast. I got a private room on Facebook. You could go in there and click on the link and listen to the show. I don't know how long tonight's show going to be. I'm feeling a little under the weather. It's not COVID. It's something that I go through quite often where it's more like a nasal thing or a bronchial, something like that where maybe I need some nasal spray or need to a hot, steamy shower or breathe some boiled water or something, and that will relieve it for a little while, and then it will come right back. And I believe it's from dry heat from my house. I believe it's from dry heat causing it, or cigarette smoke. Any kind of smoke or dry heat, it seems to activate it, and it's been like a reoccurring thing. And I'm trying to keep from going to the doctor, but more than likely I'm going to have to go sooner or later because it's not painful. It's not like something that will prevent you from doing your active day-to-day work. It's just something that's something that's annoying, like tedious. So it's kind of annoying. It's like you all nasals, like you stuffy, like itchy. It's like allergies, but it's wintertime, so I don't like to say allergies because I really don't know if allergies can be around in the wintertime. They're not supposed to, but some people claim you can have allergies in the winter. So it's more in the allergy field. But anyway, we're not going to beat a dead dog, and we're not going to dwell on that. The show must go on, and I'm here, your host, Randy Jackson, a.k.a. Jay Sean, and hopefully we in store for another great show. And like I said, I doubt if it'll be 2 hours tonight because I just feel like laying down and watching some TV and going to sleep. But we're going to, while we're here, we're going to do the best that we could do. We're going to entertain you as we always do with laughs and over-the-top topics and debates and conversations because everybody knows this is the Keeping It Real show where sometimes it gets too real. And I like to put my guests on the hot seat. And most of the time they deal with it, and you know, and they come out with flying colors. But while I kill time and while I talk a little bit, it is a couple of things that I want to talk about. Hope testing. I hope everybody can hear me pretty good. Testing. And how could we have a show without talking about this damn COVID shit? It's really starting to annoy me. It's probably annoying millions of people. But since I got the podcast and I got the platform, I'm going to speak on it myself. It's really starting to annoy me where the government is really pushing this COVID thing. It's like you're not going to be able to work if you're not vaccinated. You're not going to be able to travel if you're not vaccinated. You're not going to be able to attend live events, sporting events, and everything such those natures of or in that line of fly. You're not going to be able to do anything if you don't got this shot. And what I can't understand about is that the United States, our government, home of the free, land of the brave, or whatever they say, a government that prides themselves on freedom of speech, First Amendment rights, not being capitalist, communist. It seemed like it's swaying because they trying to make everybody get the COVID shot, and I just can't understand it. I think I spoke on it last week on my show that I was offered a $20 hour job. And I can't get it unless I'm fully vaccinated. And I'm not about to get fully vaccinated just for a job. Pack bags at ShopRite first. I'll panhandle. I'll sell my books on the street corners. Before I let that, I would have to really be on my last leg to let somebody determine whether I put some vaccination in my body that I'm not really sure of. And I don't even think they really sure of. This government has really turned into getting into like some of the other countries that we have, where they determine and dictate what you do and how you do it. And the main thing about the whole thing is they telling you to get this shot, and they want you to get this shot to comply with, I guess, the government's I don't even know the right word for it, the government's rules and regulations, maybe. But they want you to respect what they say when they don't even respect what you say. They still not respecting. And I hope nobody don't take this the wrong way, but they still not respecting black people, country. They want to still treat us like immigrants. And we're not immigrants. And don't let nobody tell you that you are. Black people, we were imported. I would like to say we're imports. We were imported here. We were brought here from our native country. We were brought here unwillingly in chains, beaten, starved, in boats, and they still don't want to recognize that black people built this country. And if you don't know the history, I mean, I can give it to you. Trust me, I can do that. Black people, we are not immigrants. We know who the immigrants are. And if you're an immigrant, that's your best. I'm not saying nothing bad about them. I'm just telling you about black people right now. And I'm an unapologetic African. We built this country, America, if you want to call it that. Arabs didn't build this. African Americans did. Chinese people didn't build this country. African Americans did. Jewish people didn't build this country. African Americans did. Korean people didn't build this country. African American people did. Anglo-Saxons didn't build this country. African Americans built this country, and don't let nobody tell you nothing different. And we're not immigrants. They are. We have to stop letting them treat us like that. They still trying to treat us like that every day. I live on top of a store every day where the immigrants in the store bypass me, ignore me, treat they own better than me. And then we have to deal with it because we have to shop with them. We have to spend our money with them to send back to their country to make their families better. Chinese restaurants. They the worst, man. They've been living off of black people money since I was a kid. Because anything that comes in the hood, we support it. But we won't support each other. Chinese restaurants, we support it. Liquor stores, we support it. Clothing ported, it's not ours. Nike, Reebok, sneakers, clothes, whatever it is, we support everybody but our damn self. And I'm not just talking about everybody. I've been there before when I didn't know. I've been blind, deaf, and dumb before, but now I got the knowledge, and I know, and I understand, and I can see things more clearly, and I understand things better. And that's what most of us got to start doing. I always wind up getting into deep conversations on my podcast, and I try to keep it as uplifting as I can, but shit, we got to deal with what we got to deal with. We got to deal with what's the elephant in the room, that COVID vaccination. We got to deal with the elephant in the room, being forced to take vaccination shots, being treated as immigrants, injustice. I was working on a podcast Tuesday night, The Point of Impact, same phone number, from 7 to 9 with my dude I grew up with, Derek Hansford. He got his own podcast on Tuesday night, same phone number, just 7 o'clock. And he really got sentimental and broke down when he started talking about he served 25 years in prison for a nonviolent crime, a robbery that he didn't use a weapon with. And he served 25 years in prison. And every time he get a job, they do a background check, and they fire him, or they let him go, or they turn him away. So he tried to get the less job that anybody could get, that a teenager, a retired person, somebody with no experience at all, Uber driver, Uber Eats, Grubhub, Instacart, Lyft, DoorDash, applied for a job with all of them. And once they did a background check, they all denied him. So he can't even earn a living for his family, for himself. Even though he did 25 years in prison and he paid his debt to society, they still won't let him. They still won't let him live. And I'm a person that believes once you pay your debt to society, you should have a clean slate. Shit shouldn't follow you around and stop you from living a productive, being a productive citizen and living a productive life. It just shouldn't be like that. It's not right. Just like that COVID vaccination. It's not right. And sooner or later, they're going to force everybody to get it. And I might have to wind up getting it one day. I don't know. But as of right now, I say hell no. As of yesterday, I say hell no. As of tomorrow, I say hell no. Because there's too many reasons why I shouldn't take it. It's too many. And we could sit up here and we could talk about COVID all damn day. And we still going to have the naysayers, and we still going to have the pro-vaccination. Some people pro-vaccine, anti-vaccine, and all that other stuff. But it's just good conversation. That's all. It's just good conversation. The ladies. We're going to, like I said today, we're going to have, I wrote a new movie, a short film called COVID-19 Fear. I'm entering into a couple of film festivals and supposed to have some of the ladies from the cast calling into the show tonight. So we could talk about, their roles and the film and, you know, and things like that. It's almost like a Q&A. So they should be calling in here shortly. Like I said, I don't know how long the show is going to be tonight. I'm a little under the weather. It's not COVID, like I said. It's more upper. I don't know if it's bronchial. It's something with the nasal. I believe it's from the dry heat in my house. I got a humidifier, but I think I need another one. So it's just like that. Sometimes you have to know when to fold, you know what I mean? And tonight I feel like I need to be under the covers with some hot tea and lemon, sleeping or getting some rest, try to feel better. But as of right now, the show must go on. But I do have a little, I do have a little surprise in store. Let's see. Bear with me. I know my voice sounds a little crazy because I'm stuffed up. One second. Bear with me one second. Let's see. I'm going to try to see what goes on here. Hope everybody's ready for the big snowstorm we got coming tonight. I'm dialing the phone number for everybody who don't know what I'm doing. let's see what happens. Yep.
Oh.
Yep.
What's going on? What's going on, brother?
Going on, bro.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
You okay? You okay?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Everybody, for people that's listening on the line or on the link, everybody, they know I've been, we've been sending prayers up. We've been making posts and everything, asking for the prayer warriors to come out. We've been, and I guess they was answering. We've been doing all that for everybody know. For my everybody who know me, they know him. Especially when it come to projects and friendship and shit like that. Most of the time when you see me out in the spotlight dealing with movies and stuff or books and stuff, and you see me, you see him. And when you see all them fancy, beautiful flyers that I post every week on my podcast, flyers and videos from me and the Point of Impact, and the Small Time Hustlers show, they all created by this man right here. He's been he was in the hospital and he's home from the hospital. Thank God that he's home from the hospital. You know what I mean?
Yes,
I told him let's call him. I know he just came home from the hospital yesterday. I didn't wanna overexert him too much. But I said, let me call you and just let you come on and let the people know that you're still alive. So I want everybody to, well, we said our prayers, but everybody, I got my man, Mr. Andre Dre Star Williams on the line today.
Right. First thing I'm going to say, man, I'm going to say thank you for all the, you know, Facebook posts and likes and comments, man. I really appreciate it. You know, sometimes in your darkest days, you need a light. And Facebook made sure they really up for me, and I appreciate that.
How you feel to be home from the hospital?
I feel good, man. I feel good, you know, being home, you know, trying to get back to reality, you know what I'm saying, and back to my everyday routine, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, it's just hard when you go through something so tragic. You know, it's a good and scary feeling at the same time, you know what I mean?
Yeah, so... We know that you had your balls, your testicles removed, and we sorry to hear about that.
Yeah, it feels like it. I was there, it feels like it getting my ass. I feel like that.
We know that you had your testicles cut off, so I'm just joking. Hold on one second. Don't go nowhere.
Yo, what's up? Welcome home, bro.
You on the line.
What's up, Dre? Welcome back home.
Thank you, bro. Thank you. Appreciate that, man.
My family is sending a prayer to you every night right now, every day about you.
I appreciate that, man. I feel the prayers for real. It sure helped when I'm back.
Thanks to Randy. He kept me posted on everything, bro.
Definitely, man.
We try very hard.
Yeah, and thank you, Randy.
All right. You're welcome. Thanks for calling in. Hello.
Yeah.
So you got people out there. You got people out there who care about you.
I see that, man. I want to say one thing real quick.
Oh, go ahead.
When I was going through all that tragedy, you could tell when a person cared about somebody because when the doctor was telling me, you know, I was going into a situation, the first thing I thought about, damn, Randy, I was still trying it. Who's going to just try it? So all that pain I'm going through, I'm still thinking about, you know what I mean? Who's going to be your size, man? And you know, take the time to do your flowers while I'm still here. And appreciate you, you know what I'm saying, for being here for me and holding me down, you know what I'm saying? Even, you know what I mean? And you're up and down, you're always there for me. And I appreciate that, brother.
Oh, you welcome. You know how that is. I told you that once I track you down and I called the hospital and I found out that you still was in the hospital, so I was talking to the nurse and I said, well, you know, how is he doing? She said, he doing fine, you know. I said, well, he don't got his phone? And she said to me, what you mean, his phone? I said, his phone. She said, he don't talk. I said, what you mean he don't talk? We talk all day, every day. She said, oh, well, he been writing for us. Maybe, she said, well, maybe he just don't want to talk to us. So it was funny, you know what I mean? It was funny, and it was funny to me, like, I think she couldn't believe when I said, I was like, me and him talk all day, every day.
That lady came in that room. Every day she came to see me, man, he said, you call your uncle? You make sure you call your uncle?
Oh, yeah, I told him I was your uncle, yeah. I said, well, just make sure you let him know that Make sure you let him know that I called in. You know what I mean? I don't see none of my guest phone numbers up here. I see other numbers, but I don't see my guests. So we just gonna keep doing our thing. You know, we don't never let nothing stop the show. That's what we pride ourselves on. That. Hold on. So let's go to another call. Hold on. 3282, you on the line.
What's up, bro?
What's going on?
All right.
I'm glad to see our brother Dre's out the hospital.
We got him.
When I was on your show, Jay, I wished him well. And when I first heard he was in the hospital, I said a couple of prayers for the brother before I went to see him. I always say my prayers, so I go nighty-night. So, Dre, this is Forrest. I'm glad to see you out, brother. Stay healthy and stop eating all that pizza like I told you, man. You'll be all right. Got to stay healthy. I know they changed your diet, didn't they? Did they tell you about your diet when you was in there?
No, I know about my diet, man.
I don't care, huh? They said, just get them out of
there.
They
said, eat more, dude.
What did you say? Eat what?
Eat more.
All right. Well. I tell you what, you want to stay healthy, brother. Eat healthy. You know what I stand for. Like I said, we want to see last at least another 60 years, man. So you know,
rest.
Yeah, you could be a centurion, brother. Do over 100. Think positive. You know.
He got to listen to your show on Saturday night. Grown folks talking. Express yourself at 7 o'clock. You learn everything about health and how to eat and all kind of stuff like that. I be telling everybody, like, you gotta tune into that show. It has skyrocketed to the top out of nowhere, and it's continuously picking up ground and speed. It's really a great podcast. Don't go nowhere. Stay with us, Forrest. Stay with us.
I got you. I'm here. I ain't going nowhere.
All right. I see one of my guests is on the line.
All right.
And so we're going to you going to stay with us, Dre?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here.
All right. We're going to play this up. Wait, one second. We got one more caller. Oh, 0959, you live. Oh, 0953, you live.
Hello?
Yeah, you here. I can hear you.
Hi. I just wanted to say to Dre, God bless you and God be with you. I'm glad to see you feeling better now.
Bless you so much. Bless you too. I appreciate that.
And a friend of Jay Sean's is a friend of mine, and I've been praying for you.
I know
Jay Sean's been very worried about you every single day.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Say, Dre, we had the prayer warriors out, Dre.
I see.
All right. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah.
All right.
Let me see. We got somebody else on the line. Hold on one second. All right. Thanks for calling. 9318.
Right.
You live.
Peace, Jay. How are you, man? It's B.O.
Hey, Peace. What's going on? Hey, B.O., what's good?
Yeah, you got it. Everything good, beloved. Yeah, I just wanted to reach out to Dre, man. Welcome him back to the show, man. All praise due to God for his recovery.
Thank you, brother. Thank you, brother. Yes, yes.
Oh, okay.
Most definitely,
man.
That's what's up. Stay strong, you know.
Yeah, it's a blessing, man. Blessing you back.
Word, man. It's been a couple of weeks since I called in or whatever, but I said, oh, man, let me call. I mean, I got to pick up my big brother Dre there, man. Bless up, man.
you see how life is, because this wasn't even supposed to be like that, but like everything happens for a reason in this world. I was like, let me bring Dre on for a minute. And then everybody just showing him love, you know what I mean? So everything's done for a reason. Everything.
Yeah,
hey, B.O., check this out. B.O., next Friday, I got, you know the guy Respect from Patterson? You know Respect.
Indeed.
All right. He coming out my show next week. Next week my show is about 5% Nation. And I'm bringing Respect on, you know, Respect being righteous about, well, I guess we all been about the same time, 40 years or 41 years or 39. And he going to come on and shit, because I said it's about time to talk about the Nation. So Respect coming on. I'm interviewing Respect next week about the Nation. And we're going to try to get Star, Father E. Weiss, to come on. The Queen, Star, you know Star.
Indeed. That's peace, guys.
Yeah,
we're going
to try to get on to get a wisdom on. So make sure you tune in next week.
Yeah, man. No doubt, man. God willing, you already know I'm front and center on that one. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Oh, okay. All right.
I pretty much support my brother
anyway,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know. Yo, thanks for calling, B.O.
Oh, man. Stay up, Jay.
All right.
Love the work, man. Keep up the good work.
Peace. Thank you, man. Thank you. Peace. All right. At this time, we're going to I see my guest numbers in here. I see you, Kimberly. Just give me a minute. So at this time, we're going to
We're going to take a quick break. I'm going to play some music. We're going to go to a song. Then we're going to come back with the ladies of the cast of the COVID-19 Fair, my new short film. We're going to come back with the ladies. Dre, you said I could make phone calls out. Another phone. Dre is my technician. I'm the technician for the other shows, but Dre is my technician for this show. He working. I got him working even when he's sick. He working. So you said I could call other numbers, right, Dre?
Yeah, you do it.
All right. Okay, everybody, just stay tuned. We're going to go to a quick song. Kimberly, stay with me for a minute. We still waiting for Lynette to call in. Lynette, if you're on the line, press 1. Or text me and let me know if I got to call you, because I think I got to call Kia. So we're going to go to a song, everybody. So let me find something I feel like listening to. And you can tell I'm late. I spell it. Ben had just have a song queued up. Somebody told me they tired of me playing this song, but this one of my favorite songs up here. So I got to play it. So we'll be right back after this song.
Shout out, Young Swiss.
Get a shot of one. So I remember all the past lessons that you learned from. A 90-day rule, but we rushed it too. In 2 months, we send a text, I love you. In 5 months, became the best of friends. In 7 months, we put our first picture on the gram. On the foundation that we lay and save, save a win. Nature throws us a curve, but love wins again. Thank you for showing me that I can love again. I'm your homie, you're in love, a homie, love a friend, yeah.
Baby, you know that I love you. I want you to know that I love you.
Been 2 years and we still running.
Oh.
To get them butterflies when I see you coming. It's funny how life all works. You gotta open up your heart to operate to see how life works.
Yeah,
when there's rain showers, the sun shines again. Gotta weather every storm just to sail again.
Whoa.
I know the time is now. I gotta do official. I'm down on one knee. I hope you need a tissue. Do you take me for eternity? And make a pinky promise that you'll never leave. Even when you're mad at me, just don't up and leave. The future is scary. I don't wanna see. My life without you will be a tragedy. When I wake up in the morning, you, I wanna see you. I'm sorry, babe, there's so much that I wanna say. First, let me ask you, will you marry me?
Oh my God, I'm seriously about to cry right now. Are you serious?
Baby, you know that I love you. I want you to know that I love you.
I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do.
Welcome back to the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean Online Radio Podcast. I got to keep saying this over and over. If you're on the line and you want to make a comment, you have to press 1. That way I know you want to say something. If you're on the link, I'm sorry you had to click on the link if you was having trouble calling in. Some people having trouble calling in. Told you something going on between the app and Metro PS or
T-Mobile or something like that. But whatever, the show must go on, no matter how you look at it. Well, we have two of the ladies from my short film. Everybody know I've been working on a film called COVID-19 Fear, and I wanted to bring three of the ladies on that was the actresses in the film, you know, just to, you know, hear from their point of view about the filming and the movie, you know, just to bring it out there to the world a little bit. We filmed for like 6 or 7 hours last Saturday. It went kind of quick. It was all right, but I'll let the ladies tell you, was it tedious or how was it as far as they was concerned. We'll take it from that. I know we have Kimberly on the line. Kimberly, you here?
Yes, I am.
And Kia,
hello?
You here? Yeah, Kia,
yeah,
you
yes,
are?
I'm here. How y'all doing?
Hey, what's going on? I don't know where Lynette is. She didn't call in yet, so we're just gonna start anyway. Everybody, these are the two ladies from my short film. Kia is playing Angel, and Kimberly is playing Jennifer. But I'm gonna let them tell you a little bit more about them. How y'all feeling tonight?
Cold.
I'm feeling
good. So,
cold.
How y'all feeling today?
I know you at work here. I know that. But a lot of people been asking me about the film and everything. So I'm gonna let y'all tell them a little about it. But first, I'm gonna let you tell them. I ask you one at a time. How was the filming, Kia? Saturday, how was it? What did you anticipate it would be like it was, or it was easier than you thought it would be?
Well, it was a little easier than I expected to be.
It was okay.
I don't know if it's really, but yeah, it's easier than I expected it to be.
I can't hear you that good. Talking to the mic.
I said yes, it was easy as I expected it to be.
Oh, okay. How about you, Kimberly? Was it what you thought it would be?
Well, yes, I would say the energy was great. That's what I was really looking for. It was professional. You know, I thought I would fumble over my lines, but I really didn't. So I had fun overall. It turned out really great, and I learned a lot at the same time.
Right. I think that when we first started, well, it was easy. It was easy for Kia. Kia was just sitting the first scene. She just was sitting like she was studying. But you and Lynette really had to do the first scene. And I think after a couple of takes, y'all really because y'all had to come in the door like y'all was tipsy. I think after a couple of takes, y'all really came in and y'all really did a good job with that. Is it any parts in the film that really stick out to you, or that you really can't wait to see when it come out on YouTube?
Any parts that?
That you really want to see that you win. Huh?
I say, yeah, because I die. I mean, but
what part do you really want to see yourself in when it come out?
I want to see the actual part of me leaving on my way to work. I want to see the part.
Okay.
And I also want to see the part when the hospital called to give them the update.
Oh, yeah,
well,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
To give them the information. I'm, you know, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I want that. I'm waiting to see that, too. How about you, Kimberly? What part are you looking forward to seeing in the movie?
I'm looking forward to seeing myself and the ladies at the club. And I want to see that part because, you know, we talk about COVID-19 and we talk about how it's transmitted, how it's so easy, especially in the hood, because we don't like to listen. We like to huddle up all the time. I want to see that moment. And hopefully it really, hands out to everybody else.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to seeing a lot of it, you know, because I wrote it, but I'm looking forward to seeing how the scene come out when Kia and Lynette on the couch and they not feeling well. I'm looking forward to seeing, like Kia said, the final phone call. I'm kind of looking forward to seeing the beginning of the movie. I want to see how, because you know once we put music to it and special effects and slow motion and all that stuff, it'll be unbelievable once you put all that to it. You know,
right?
If we was gonna film again this Saturday, Kia, is it anything you would do different? For any part, is it anything you would want to do different if we was doing it again Saturday?
I don't think I would want to do anything different because I think we nailed it.
We nailed it.
Yeah, we did our thing. You don't think so?
Yeah, I think we did a lot of takes though, but we did a lot of takes, but I think we really nailed it. How about you, Kimberly? Is it any if we was filming again Saturday, is it anything, any part you would want to do over and do again that you would do differently?
I would say the beginning part, because I fumbled the most over that, but. The beginning part when we came in while Angie was studying. Because, like, even when we were shooting, it was so much fun. And I'm pretty sure we got some good scenes. I'm like, could they tell I was being serious? Like, I'm taking my character serious. That's the only thing. But other than that, fumbling over the words, you know, that's natural. I wouldn't really change anything because, like Kia said, we nailed it. We really did.
Yeah, it was pretty. I think that when we first started, I mean, the first scene, it took a lot of takes. But after that, I think everything else was, it was just regular for filming. And I think the first, it was because, you know, it was like the first scene. So it was like, you know, it had to be like that. But once everybody relaxed and I think, you know, and it settled in, I think everybody did a real good job. I really think it's a good. I think the movie is a good. It's coming out at a good time. It's coming out on YouTube probably. And somebody just texted me and asked me when. Probably by the end of February. We got a lot of stuff to do. I gotta get it edited, and we gotta add music to it, and it's a lot of stuff you gotta do when you're shooting a movie. So somebody had just texted me. From my point of view, from the writer and director, I just thought that it was a good time, you know, to bring out a movie called COVID-19, being that we living through it right now. And it's only 5 scenes, and because I'm sending it to a film festival, and it can't be that long, but I plan on shooting it again. Over the long version and more rated R. I try to keep this one a little clean, so we will be shooting it over a little bit longer version with more actors and more actress. We will be doing that after this one comes out. So everybody got to stay tuned and just see how this is. I want to talk about the characters a little bit that in the movie because we got a lot of people on the line. I want them to kind of get the feeling of where to go. You good? You still got time, Kia? You good?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm sorry. Oh, I just got to keep it quiet so y'all don't hear the background.
Yeah. If so, we got Kimberly here. I don't know what happened to Lynette. She didn't chime in yet. And Kimberly, you didn't get the hoodie yet. You still in Philly, Kimberly? Kimberly?
Yeah.
Kimberly. Hello?
Maybe she put the phone down or something.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, we got to take a quick break. We're going to take a quick 3-minute break, pay some bills, and we'll be right back. Everybody stay tuned. If you want to speak to the ladies, you have to press 1. If you're listening on the link, you have to call in if you want to speak to the ladies or the host, give a comment, a shout-out, or anything, so I know you're on the line. So we're going to take a quick 3-minute break, and we'll be right back with the lady cast of COVID Fear 19. Don't go nowhere. We'll be right back.
All right, Beth. Yeah. Walk with me.
Come take a walk with me, grab my hand. Let me school you, little bro, make you understand. You gotta run the streets to become a man. Just stay in your own lane, you can buy some land. I see the fire in your eyes. Don't fall into the trap, in the trap you can die. So many soldiers stand down in the sky. Pay attention to the vibe, that's what's keeping you alive. Have patience, just talk to me. Get out of line, you get drunk for free. I won't let you fall if it's up to me. And they say misery like companies. Don't let them put you down on companies. You know I got your back, you look up to me. It's okay to show love, but cautiously. It's okay for men to cry, but not normally. Let's start.
Yeah. Walk with me.
Relax, nigga, take a seat. You be acting all hard, you ain't from the street. Got a good family and somewhere to sleep. Nigga, I was house to house with nowhere to eat. I don't get you, niggas. These shoes can't fit you, niggas. You can play it off. Looking in your eyes, see you mask off. Pretending to be a G until they pull your card. Yo, you still young, don't take the road where I came from. Ain't nothing there. Couple of holes, a sippin' beer. Switching up, pose with the pole, ain't playing fair. Get up off that circle, you ain't earning shit with them squares. Before you get caught up and then have to take a dare. Spider senses tingling, feeling all in the air. And keep God close with the post and make a prayer.
Yo, just record for all your loved ones, man. Don't ever steer them in the wrong direction. Being real is a form of respect. Respect yourself.
Let's go, man. Being real, being genuine. Yourself.
Welcome back to the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean Online Radio Podcast. Here we are here with the lady cast of my new movie, The COVID Fear, COVID-19 Fear. I just got a couple of more questions before we let y'all go. Kimberly, you back with us? Kimberly, you there? We may be lost. Maybe a call dropped.
No, I'm here.
Okay, all right. Kia, you still here, right?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Kia, if it's something that you want. You know, the people who are going to be watching the film, if it's something that you want them to take, what would you want people to take from the film? What would you want people to learn from the film they're going to watch?
That this COVID-19 is serious. The virus is definitely real. I deal with it every day at work. I work in a hospital, so it's definitely real. It's definitely scary.
Right. That's true.
Wear your mask.
And that's what the movie is about, too. How about you, Kimberly? What would you want the people that's going to be watching the movie, what would you want them to take from the movie once they see it, learn from it?
Well, Well, I would like people to really take the impact, especially the part when Andrew passes away from COVID-19, because of how easy it's transmittable. And as I mentioned before, we live in, you know, the urban areas where we still like to, well, the young ones, we still like to huddle up, smoke, drink, do whatever we do, and not realizing the risk that we're taking. So we still have to, you know, just be safe. And as Kia said, this is serious. It's very much real. And the only way we could prevent it is to take precaution and just, you know, like I said, take precaution, be safe, keep everything in mind.
And that's kind of like when I wrote the movie, that's what it's kind of like. I wanted people to kind of see where is, you know, because I lost my mother with that COVID thing, and when it first came out, so it really hit home with me. So that's where I really felt it was time to write a movie to let people know the severe, not only the severity of it, but that it can attack anybody. You know what I mean? You could be somebody who's trying to be precautious if you want. You know what I mean? And we don't know where it's coming from. We don't know when it's striking us. We don't know the minute. We don't know the hour. We don't know if it's something we touching. We don't know if it's airborne. We really don't know. We just have to be careful. And I can't wait till it come out. Even though it's short, it's short and to the point, and I really think we're going to get a big response because y'all ladies, y'all really did a good job. I was really proud of y'all. Y'all did a good job.
Thank you.
We worked hard that day. Everybody worked hard that day. Even the film man, the sound man, everybody worked hard. Kia, is anything you wanted to say before I let you go? Any parting words or anything you want to say to let people know who are going to be watching it when it come out?
Yes, I would like to say thank you. Thank you for your support. I would like to thank you for even having me on there. And sit back, get your popcorn, and enjoy it, because it's definitely going to be a good one.
Hey, don't forget to take the picture with the hoodie, Kia.
You didn't see my picture?
No, oh, you put it's it up already? No, I didn't see it.
Oh, everybody at work loves the hoodie. I love the color. I like it.
Oh, well, you knew.
I told you I was going to get it.
Tell them $30. They can get it.
Oh, I see. You should have told me. I would have been telling them because they was like, where you get it from? I'm like, no, I'm in the city
of Kirk. Yeah, $30. $30. Help me pay for this movie. All right. Tell me, is there anything you wanted to leave the people with?
Yes, make sure you cop a hoodie. Thank you for your support, and I pray that everyone continues to support this man and whatever he's doing. Don't be afraid to network with us. If you want to work with us, reach out to us. Continue to be safe, and I hope we make it to next year. Have a safe year.
Yeah, Kimberly, when you coming to get your hoodie? You know, it's free for you.
Coming to get it ASAP. I told you, as soon as I pull up in the city, I'm there. I'm silky on that.
All right, well, tonight I'm probably going to go to sleep after the podcast, so you're probably going to have to hit me up tomorrow.
I got you. Yeah, I'm going to have to dig myself out. I got you.
All right.
Where you coming up?
I was gonna put you on the spot and tell you to freestyle, but I'll let you live this time. I'll get you next time.
I'm coming up this evening, right before that storm hit, because it's not rain. It's not snowing or anything. It's coming right now.
It's barely snowing up here. Well, we ain't even gonna turn his podcast into our conversation. Jay, check me her number.
I sure will, bro.
All right, yo, everybody out there, this is we gonna let the ladies go because I mean Kia at work right now, so we gonna let the Kimberly. That was Kimberly who was playing Jennifer in the movie, and that's Kia who playing Angel. I'm telling y'all, it's a short film, and it's going into the Passaic County Film Festival.
and it really deserved the win. I've been putting films in that festival for 4 years in a row. Either it's the first runner-up or the second runner-up, but I never could get that win. I hope this one gets me the win. I really do. I would like to put that on my shelf with my other accomplishments and trophies and plaques and stuff like that. And hopefully, it'll rank up there with the top of them. We'll see. I'm gonna let y'all go. And I'll be in touch with you. I'll keep you posted on what's going on, you know, with the movie. Because now we have to. It's in the process now, being transferred to a hard drive, and then I gotta have it edited, and then the special effects. Great. Matter of fact, Gray, he's on the line. He's gonna be handling all that, and that's a lot of work. So. I'm gonna give him time, being that he just came out the hospital. So we're going to take a quick break. I'll see y'all later, Key. I'll see you later, Kimberly. Thank you for calling in. Thank you for being part of my film. And I'll be hitting you back in touch when it's time to do the another movie, or either the rated R version of the COVID Fears. Ladies and gentlemen, that's Kia and Kimberly of COVID-19 Fear.
Make sure you tune in. Thank you. Thank you. My bad. All right. Good.
All right, everybody. That was two of the ladies. I don't know what happened to Lynette. Lynette probably tied up somewhere. That's my girl. But that was two of the actors of COVID Fear. They did a hell of a job too. They really did. I really can't wait. This is the worst part. Once you write a movie and then you give it to the actors and the actress, and then they learn their lines, and then you film it. But after you film it, then it's still not over. Then you got to give it to somebody, and then they got to edit it. And that's a long-ass process of editing it and then adding special effects, adding music to it. It's really a long, tedious process, you know, to doing it. But hopefully it should be done. We should be coming out by the first week in March. We'll be putting the movie on YouTube and a lot of different social media outlets and stuff like that. But right now we're going to go to another song, and then we'll be right back. I told you I didn't know how long I was going to be on here tonight because I'm a little bit under the weather. But it's not COVID. It's not COVID, so don't think it's COVID. But we're going to go to a song. We'll be right back with the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean Online Radio Podcast.
It's time for the people. There's something for the world.
Revelations. This is something for you.
They just wanna take my life. They don't want me to live. They just wanna watch me fall. Regardless of all the good I did. They just wanna see me break. They don't wanna see me stand strong. I just wanna do what's right. All they care about is what's wrong.
Devils and these demons, I ain't playing with these demons.
Nah.
Dark light, dark mind with nothing to believe in.
Uh-huh.
I need to know the reason. Why they want us not breathing. Mama baby gone, now she's home alone grieving.
Crying.
Little kids got guns, killing people for fun. Now we need a lawyer,
yeah,
so he don't get hung. Where's the home tree?
Where that?
Cause everything's missing. Internet and TV really clouding our vision.
Clouding.
It cuts like a scissor.
It hurts.
Prayer from the Christian.
We need it.
If the mind was the ear,
uh-huh,
then most of us will listen.
Everything ain't all bad.
Nah.
It's how you choose life.
Choose
to strive for perfection.
I do.
And try to live right.
Uh-huh.
We all don't agree.
Nah.
None. Each one teach.
Yeah.
One possibility is endless. Success how you reach.
Reach.
Practice more
patience.
Deal with dedication.
Patience.
It's a thought process.
Uh-huh.
But it's in revelation. Yeah.
They just wanna see me
see me stand strong, I just wanna see you one time. Another kill, probably one strong.
What's with all the hate?
What's with it?
My life they wanna take.
Why they wanna do that?
Do you see what's on my motherfucking
all
plate? This ain't no mistake.
Huh?
I never pump fake.
I never do that.
Cause death never waits.
Death.
So I strive for success.
I'm striding.
No, I've been black.
I've been black.
Put to the test.
Uh-huh.
I came out the
Jackson.
Until I'm put to rest. You see all these killings. Abandoning
buildings.
What's happening to my motherfucking children?
A lot of shit is on my mind, so I think.
So I think.
Probably the reason why I smoke and I drink.
And I drink.
Your life could be over before you blink.
Damn.
It's like a whirlpool going down in the sink. Shit is real, and if you live for the dollar bill, then get it. Best believe that the shit is real. I live it, regardless of the roads that you taking. Ha, take heed to the revelation.
They don't want me to live. They just wanna watch me fall. Regardless of all the good I did. And they just wanna see me break. But they don't wanna see me stand strong. And I just wanna do what's right. But all they care about is what's wrong. They just wanna take my life. They don't want me to live. They just wanna watch me fall. Regardless of all the good I did. They just wanna see me big. They don't wanna see me stand strong. I just wanna do what's right. And all they care about is what's wrong.
Revelations.
Yeah, welcome back to the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean Online Radio Podcast. I don't think I'm going to make it to 10 o'clock tonight, but I'm glad for everybody calling in. But I do want to touch on something that I touched on earlier. Yeah, somebody just texted me. Yeah, I'm still under the weather, man. It's a little bit of, it's like a bronchial thing, I guess. I'm not really sure. It's not the COVID, though, I'll tell you that. I think it's more like from dry heat, the dry heat. So I got my humidifier on. And I just try to sleep up under the humidifier and clear the air out a little bit. And, you know, and take it from there. But, you know, earlier I was talking about the COVID shot and I was talking about the government and I wanted to touch base on that a little bit more because it's like America starting to try to make the United States like a communist state or capitalism. And they forgetting about the African Americans and the people who built this country. Like I said earlier, we have to stop letting people treating us like immigrants. We not immigrants. We imported. We was imported here. We was took from our land. We was brought here in chains. We was brought here on boats. We not really supposed to be here. You know what I mean? And we built this country, and we have to remember that. Chinese people didn't build this country. Black people built this country. Arabics didn't build this country. Black people built this country. Jewish people didn't build this country. Black people built this country. Koreans didn't build this country. Black people built this country. We not immigrants, and we have to stop letting them treat us like we immigrants. This was never our land. Stop being so apologetic. I'm an unapologetic African. And as far as that COVID shit go, yeah, I am anti-vaccine.
pro-vaccine, and I'm sure a lot of other people are out there too. And I'm not knocking anybody who got the shot. If you got some people had to get it, they had to get it. The work, I mean, the jobs forced them to get it. And for the jobs that forced people to get the shot, shame on them, and shame on America for making people have to put something in their body that they really didn't know what it is. And I'm going to fight to the end to keep from getting that vaccine. Like I said last week, I got hired at a job for $20 an hour, and then they told me I had to be vaccinated. But I would never let I would never let them dictate what I put in my system. Because we have amendment rights. We have freedom of speech. This is not Russia and Germany. It's supposed to be the United States, home of the free, land of the brave, home of the brave, land of the free, or however they say it. Stop letting people treat you like you immigrants. We not immigrants. Stop letting the Arabic people and the Jewish people and the Anglo-Saxons and the Koreans and the Latin people treat us like we immigrants when they immigrants. And I'm not going to get into that too much because it's too much politics, and people don't like when you tell the truth. The lies deceive you, but the truth hurts you. And that's what people don't understand. But see, I understand. Because, you know, I say it over and over and over and over and over again. I just come on this radio show and act crazy. Because an intelligent person can act like a fool. But a fool can't act like an intelligent person. And I'm a very intelligent person. And I know and understand origin in this universe. And I got knowledge of self. I'm not blind, deaf, and dumb to anything. And I'm not walking dead. I'm an intelligent black man. Let me see if anybody out there, want to make a comment, want to make a statement. We had a good show tonight. I had my man Dre on the line. Just came home from the hospital. I had the ladies from my new movie come on. But if anybody not doing nothing tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, we have the Grown Folks Talking Express Yourself podcast coming on at 7 o'clock with the host, Mr. Farge Nance. Hell of a show. Hell of a show, I got to say it. I'm not just saying that because he my label mate. We on the same label. No, I'm really saying it because it's really a good show. It started off as a health thing, but it has turned into way more than a health show. It has turned into a educational show. It has turned into a fight against injustice. It has turned into a woman empowerment show. It has turned into a show to support disabled people. It's just a good show. You have to listen to it. Same phone number at 7 o'clock tomorrow on Saturdays from 7 to 9. Trust me, tune into that show. And then we got Sunday, we got the Small Time Hustlers. That's my sports show. And then Monday, I don't know if Dre coming back, but we got Humble Life Radio on Monday. And then Tuesday nights, we got the Point of Impact podcast. Same phone number, 563-999-3718 at 7 o'clock. So if we don't have, we got a lot of people on the line. But we don't have anybody pressing one. If we don't have anybody pressing one, like I said, I'm a little bit under the weather. I can't believe we went this long. We went almost an hour and a half. I thought I was going to then close out the show. But let me see. Let me bring my man back in here real quick and see what's going on tomorrow. Forrest, you there?
Yes, sir. Okay.
You want to tell the people what your show about tomorrow night before I close out?
Real quick, can you hear me clear?
You sound like you're far away.
Okay, how about now? Is better?
Yeah, much better.
Okay, yeah. Well, tomorrow night we got remember we had Leonard Jeffries on. Brother has been a professor of black history. He used to come on Gil Noble's show on Channel 7 back in the day. We had Leonard Jeffries on. We have his right-hand man, Brother Charles Mitchell, coming on, the Pan-African organization over in New York. And then we got Sister Annetta coming on. She's going to talk about healing, health. And it's going to be a very impactful show. And, you know, we got Brother Rashad, Brother Michael. It's on my panel, you know. And it's going to be very, very nice tomorrow night. I just tell people to tune in. And I appreciate, you know, the props coming from you, Jay, you know, for tomorrow night. Because we always try to, you know, spiritually uplift people and, you know, and get them some mental nourishment out there, you know. Because in these times, man, you know, we got to, you know, we're trying to do the right thing. You know, we're giving back now, Jay, because we had our fun.
Yeah. Definitely. That's what I say. Like, this podcast is a blessing in disguise in more ways than one. Because we could be out here doing anything. We could be out here doing something negative or breaking the law, or we could be out here philanthropy.
Philanthropy.
We could be out here doing some of anything, but, you know, we take our time out each and every week to come on the podcast, you know, this platform, you know, to give our listeners, you know, something to listen to, you know, some positivity, you know, put a battery in their back, you know what I mean, and hopefully to carry them on to the next week, you know what I mean, and hopefully they learn something positive from the show that they didn't know or hear something that they never heard before. You know what I mean? And if you hear something that, you know, that you feel like you don't need, you know, if it don't apply, you let it fly. But if you hear something that's good, you know, you might be able to use it in your day-to-day walks of life. That's what knowledge is. Knowledge is to know and to listen and to observe, you know. So, I mean, the best thing you could do is listen. You might just learn something.
That's right.
And, from my show or from you know, from the show tomorrow night or the show Tuesday night. So you got the female coming back tomorrow?
No. They'll be on. They got a platform every second Saturday of the month starting in March. It's called Grace and Space. The three ladies, two from Houston and one from Charlotte. Hey, Jay, how's your vegan journey coming along?
I stopped it, man. I tell you the truth. I gotta tell you the truth. My goal was to do the vegan for 21 days. I did the 21 days.
Right.
Me personally speaking, and it's just for me, it was okay not eating meat for 21 days. It really wasn't that hard. It's just that I wish I would have been more prepared for it. Like you was telling me to go to Whole Foods. Like, I wish I would have, because what happened was, without eating meat, I stayed hungry a lot. So with me staying hungry a lot, I ate more of foods that I never ate, that I wasn't accustomed to eating, which really is not good for me. So I ate a lot of rice, which is starch, is not good for me. And I ate a lot of bread. Even though it's wheat bread, I still ate a lot of bread, and I ate a lot of rice, and then I snacked a lot. So I really didn't lose weight. I don't know if I lost inches. I'm sure my digestive system loved it, you know what I mean, 21 days without any live animal meat. But I still haven't eaten any beef. I've just been eating chicken and fish, you know what I mean? So what I'm going to do is I'm going to try to eliminate the chicken and just eat beef, you know, just eat fish, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
and so I'll be a vegan and just eat fish. And I probably eat eggs because I love eggs.
Well, they call that, yeah, pescatarian, that just eats fish.
Yeah, Presbyterian, exactly. So I'll probably wind up being a Presbyterian where I won't eat meat, but I will eat fish and eggs, but I won't eat no more animal meat, you know what I mean? Because I did see a lot of changes in my complexion, in my bowel movements, in my the way I felt very light. Like right now I feel bloated. That's what how I always feel, but when I wasn't eating meat for 21 days, I never felt bloated.
Right.
You know, but I'm right back to feeling bloated again because I'm right back to feeling bloated again because I'm eating chicken, you know, and stuff like that. And that's not a feeling that I didn't miss. And I feel like I give it, tell everybody out there, if you're thinking about going vegan, just do some research on it and prepare yourself and have something that you could eat instead of going vegan and then trying to figure out what you're going to eat. Because you've been vegan how long, Forrest? How long you been vegan?
9 years now.
9 years?
Yeah, it's been 9 years.
Okay, so you've been vegan 9 years. So, okay, what did you eat for breakfast today?
Well, today I juiced. You know, I did I did red pepper, I did carrot, celery, beet, cucumber. And I took some garlic bulbs and I juiced them for digestion, you know, because garlic helps fight cold. You know, I juiced garlic and I also had a lime and an apple. I juiced all that. And I just had a green salad and I made what they call a vegan cashew cheese. I put that across the top. Now, while you were talking, so I had to run in the other room, I was making a smoothie, a blueberry banana smoothie.
So you juiced for breakfast. And then you had a cashew salad for lunch, and now you're going to have a smoothie for dinner?
A little smoothie with everything I need. That's what they call nutrient-dense. Flaxseed, I have spirulina, which is a green algae. And I also do barley grass. I know you've seen that before in the health food store. Wheatgrass powder. These are powders now. These are green powders, you know. And what else I got in there? Chia seeds, which is the highest, the most potent seed out there that you could put in your body. I use some unsweetened almond milk, banana, blueberry. Then I bust a capsule of vitamin C and put in there, and I'm good.
See, that's too much shit for me, man. That's too much. But I commend you on that, man. That don't sound like what. When I asked you like what you had for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, when you just told me everything you had, it don't sound like three meals to me. That sound like more like a machine, or you know what I mean, or like a program, or
it sounds like
some kind of military diet or something, or
No, it's not a military diet at all, because most people have the SAD diet, the standard American diet, which, like you said, makes you bloated, and it gives you different types of diseases in your body. People don't keep their gut clean. You said you feel bloated. Now, in the 21 days, you didn't feel bloated because you gave your organs a rest, okay? It's not a regimen. It's just a healthy lifestyle. Because everything I just mentioned, do your homework, and everything has a nutritional value. Nitric oxide. Oh, by the way, I had cacao, too. Cacao powder just put in the smoothie. All right? Nitric oxide cleanses your blood. All right? Keeps your blood flowing. You know, the carotenoids in carrots, which are good for the eyes. and also vitamin A, which is good for the skin, because you said you noticed a change in your skin, all right? That's because you're not backed up. You're allowing your blood to flow, you know, and your blood stays smooth. Anybody's got pimples or any bumps and stuff, your skin smooths out. You know how people used to pick the pimples off their face, little holes in their face? When I was younger, I used to pick.
Yeah.
I had holes. I ain't got no holes in my skin no more. It heals.
So your complexion is better. Your complexion is better.
Much clearer.
I think my
Much
complexion
clearer.
Got better, too, when I wasn't eating meat for 21 days. Somebody told me my complexion was better.
Yeah. You stay on it, boy. You're going to be glowing. You're going to be walking around shining like a star, man. You're already a star, but you know what I'm saying. You're going to be shining. You know what I'm saying?
So you fucking strong now then, huh?
Well, I tell you what. Let me just say this. The organs are strengthened, all right? And I ain't got no underlying issues. You know what I'm saying? And them sisters that you had on top of the COVID, the girls, they weren't vaccinated,
yeah.
Shit, right? Because I was in the kid. Well, that's good. But
One of them is vaccinated.
She works
in the hospital.
Oh, she got, yeah,
one
yeah
of them
they forcing
the
people. Yeah, they're forcing people to take a shot even if they don't want it to keep their job or else you lose your job. That's messed up.
Yeah, they
That's
just,
like
my
19...
sister just took the shot. My sister
Man.
Just took the shot. Her job forced her to do it.
Yep, that's 1932 Germany, Jay.
Huh?
That's like 1932 Germany. Next thing you know,
oh, yeah,
you know and think about it. They walking around, now you got to have a vaccine card. You used to watch some old army pictures back in the day. What did Germans always ask people when they came to the border? Let me see your papers. See, that's 1932 Germany all over again, man. A person shouldn't put their body, but they don't want to put their body. They're forcing you.
Wiesen, 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 Wiesen.
Yeah.
That German talk.
Yep.
I ain't trying to hear it.
Me neither, man.
I ain't put nothing in my body that they put together in 6 months, and it's not FDA approved because the vaccine is not FDA approved. It's only approved because it's a pandemic, because the United States is like this. They can't give you nothing unless it's FDA approved. But in a situation where there is a pandemic, like we in a pandemic, it don't have to be approved. That's why when you get the COVID, the vaccine, that's why when you get the vaccination, they let you know if anything happened, if it kill you or anything, you can't sue nobody. Your family
that's
can't
right.
sue nobody. Or if you get real sick or anything, you can't sue nobody. So you taking the shot at your own risk. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like you don't know what you put in your system. But I found out recently that this lady was telling me that she haven't had it, and she been around a lot of people who had it, and she O positive. And I checked my old military cards, I'm O positive. I think people that's O positive have a less
chance
of getting COVID.
You have a natural immunity is what they call it.
Yeah, I'm O positive because I've been around, I'm telling you, I've been around a lot of people who had the COVID. I'm talking about the day before they came down with it. I've been with people who had the COVID, and they came down with it. But I believe I don't know, but I'm just saying what I heard. My blood type is O positive, and I think that's a rare blood type. But being that people that's O positive, they're more likely not to get COVID because, knock on wood, I haven't got it yet, and I've been around, trust me, I've been around people who had the COVID more than one time, more than two times, and I haven't came up, but, and every day I take I take selenium, I take zinc, I take Succumbus elderberry, and I take
elderberry.
Vitamin C.
Elderberry. And D3, don't forget
and I
D3.
Take vitamin C.
Don't forget D3. Don't forget D3.
Oh yeah, I take vitamin C, but I need to take D3. And
I take
that every day. I take that faithfully every day. I take those selenium, zinc, vitamin C, and elderberry. I take that every day. So
that's good.
And I drink green tea in the morning. So
right.
I still got the green tea I bought from you too. I still got some of that green tea. So
that's a strong tea.
I build my immune system up pretty good. I don't eat pork. I only drink once a week on a Friday tonight. I drink when I'm doing my show. I drink once a week. I don't smoke cigarettes. I don't smoke weed. And I just try to live healthy, you know,
right.
and hopefully, and that's what everybody got to do. You got to try to stay safe. You got to build your immune system however you're going to build it, with vitamin C, vitamin D, vitamin whatever you want to take, and hopefully, you know, you won't catch the COVID, you know what I mean, and because it's a nasty disease. So that's just what I'm going to continue to do. I don't want to have nobody dictating what I put in my body, because it's my body. And I don't believe everybody that the government, like when they have the president up there and they have the secretary of state and the mayors and the politicians, and they come on TV and they take the COVID shot. I don't believe they taking the COVID shot. I believe they just shooting them up with water or vitamins or something and telling us it's the COVID shot. I don't believe they taking the COVID shot, because I don't believe nothing that this government says. The United States is a very evil and dangerous government. And in Tuskegee, Alabama, they told everybody they was testing their blood, black people, black men. And they were shooting them up with hepatitis. And they told them they was testing their blood for a blood disease. Even far back until when the white men came and they was trading blankets for weapons, and the white people was giving the Indians blankets with smallpox on it, and it decimated the whole Indian generation. You know, you remember that with the blank with the smallpox on the blankets. You know what I mean? They had the FBI following Malcolm X. They had the FBI following Martin Luther King. What you need the FBI following Martin Luther King for? I mean, the 9/11 with the planes. They said it was Bin Laden. I really don't believe that. They didn't have no proof that was Bin Laden. You know what I mean? And President Bush was friends with Castro. And all them other people, and trading guns with them for oil. I mean, it's just too much shit. I could go on and on and on about the history of the United States, you know what I mean? Or how they brought black people over here from Africa, you know what I mean, on boats and chained up and packing them all in boats for a three-month trip to get us here. And the ones that died when they was coming over in the boats, they threw them over to feed the sharks, where people packed into a boat, black people on top of each other, with ladies having their period on top of each other, urinating and defecating on top of each other in a boat. I mean, for 3 months. Could you imagine that, being in a boat for 3 months and everybody pissing on top of each other and shitting on top of each other, ladies with their period on top of each other, and then they would just spray water on them, and then the white men taking the ladies upstairs to have sex and rape them and rape their kids and stuff. Come on, man. This country can't do nothing for me. They can't do nothing for me. You know what I mean? But give me 40 acres and a mule. You know what I'm saying? And that'll never happen either. And it hit more home. My grandfather's mother was killed by a white man over a cow. That's my grandfather. That's not too far back. My grandfather's mother cow kept going onto a white man's plantation, and he kept telling her to keep the cow off of his land, and the cow went on his land, and she went to get her cow, and a white man shot my grandfather's mother right in front of my grandfather, and wow. There was nothing nobody could do, or nothing nobody said. So they can't tell me. I don't like to get all into that, but they can't do nothing for me. They can't tell me nothing, because it's devilishment. It's evil, and I just don't want nothing to do with it. You know what I mean? And now they want you to put poison into your system and tell you that it's a COVID vaccine. When I know people who had the vaccine, I know people who had the booster, and they still catching the COVID. So what's the point? You know what I mean? What is the point if you take the shot and you still catch COVID? Oh, they said, oh, you won't die from it. You won't have to be hospitalized. Well, that's a lie. Because my niece had both shots, and she was sick as hell with the COVID. So, I mean, what are we going to do? Now they said it's for a 16-year-old. Then they said it's for a 5-year-old. Then they say, oh, man, you know what I'm saying? I don't got time for all that.
Well, Jay,
I'm just going to stay pro-vaccine.
Jay, remember, Rashad had on the show that clip, remember, where the guy from Pfizer, who's been putting out these vaccines, said the first two shots did little or nothing for people when they took it, all right? So people have been used, once again, as a guinea pig. But when you look at these commercials, people are being brainwashed, they're being mind manipulated because they're not taking care of the immune systems properly.
Right.
That's why we ask you to tune in on Saturday, like you said, Jay, and tune into your program so they can learn a little something, so we can educate people that don't know. Because if you don't know, you can't hold people accountable. But when you know and you don't do
exactly
better, then we can point a finger at you and say, see, we tried to tell you. You ain't want to listen. Jay, what's that saying? You can lead a horse to water.
You can't make them drink it.
There you go. And unfortunately, a lot of our people are like that. Zombie fire. I call them zombies. They got to wake up, Jay. But that 5% thing you have next week, I got to tune in on that because that should be a very principled show. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah. Because you know, I became a 5%er in 1982 or 83. But you know, now that I'm older, I'm not as much into it as I was when I was younger. But I would never say nothing bad about it because it taught black people to study and learn that, black it made us treat black women as queens, and it made us know and understand, you know, the intelligence and the power of the black man, and it just taught us so much, you know, about our origin in the universe and where we came from. And it gave us knowledge itself, and kept us from being blind, deaf, and dumb, you know, to the facts of, you know, and it taught us about, you know, like you say, like, I'm a 5%er. So it's saying that 5% of the people know and understand, you know, got knowledge itself. So no, they like to say that they know and understand that the black man is God, but they don't mean like God, like in a physical sense. You know what I mean? It's a long thing to understand, but and then they got the 5%, and then they got the 10%. The 10% is the white preachers. I mean, the white teachers. You know what I mean? Did they get like the preachers and the lawyers? All those is 10%. Like the preachers, they get rich off of teaching black people white teaching. You know what I mean? You go into a church and they got a picture of a white Jesus. You go into it, and they tell you that everything that white is right, and everything that black is wrong. You know what I mean? Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, white is snow. You know, and then they'd be like, black is decimate, and black is dark, and black is evil. You know, that's what they say when they say the 10%ers. And then you got the 85%ers. The 85%ers is they the ones that's mentally dead and walking around the world blind, deaf, and dumb to the fact. You know, blind to their own origin. You know, deaf because they don't want to hear nothing positive. You know what I mean? And dumb to the fact. Blind, well, you got to listen to the show next week. I don't want to get too much into it, but, you know, I mean, it's going to be a really good show about the 5% Nation of Islam. It get deeper than, it get way, 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 way more deeper than that. And I think that a lot of people, I just think it'll be a good show because, you know, our show deals with so many aspects of the world, your show and my show. You know what I mean? We take on so much, you know, from health to wealth to marriage to divorce to cheaters to lovers, relationships to breakups. I mean, we tackle everything. You know what I mean? So anyway, with that being said, I'm not even what time is it? It's about 9:46. I think I'm going to play one more song and then I'm going to close it out. I didn't even know I was going to go this long tonight because I really ain't feeling good. I wasn't even supposed to go this long tonight. But I see I still got people on the line listening. So let's take one more break and then I'll close it out for the evening. I hope I wasn't too militant for everybody tonight or politics. Hope we wasn't speaking too much politics tonight.
That's what they need, Jay,
really
to wake
like
up.
Well, you said that's what they need. Wake up.
We need that, man. You know what's out here. They ain't doing much of nothing. We need a wake-up call. We need somebody to sound the trumpet. You just did that, brother. It's good.
We need to wake them up, right?
I'm telling you, man. Like you said, the 85 is walking dead. Might be more than that nowadays.
Oh yeah, it might be more. 85% of the people is blind, deaf, and dumb. Yeah, they don't understand what's going on in this world. You know what I mean?
Nope.
But they still got time. Each one teach one. You still got time to be born. You know what I mean? You're never too late to get some education. Never. Never too late to get some education and wake up to different facts. Let's see, let's go. We're going to play Phone by the Guac Game. I'll be right back, everybody, to close out for the evening right after this song. Stay tuned. Don't go nowhere. This is Phone by the Guac Game.
Yeah, love. Yeah. I'm all here by myself. Just staring. Listen, I don't know what you do to me. Wait, it's so incredible.
You got me staring at this phone.
At this phone.
And I can't wait till you get home.
Getting home.
See, I don't like being alone.
I'm still thinking about the night you took off. Hey, I know I'm supposed to be a man to stay bottled up, but you got me feeling all alone, baby, not like us.
No.
I gotta go out there and find you and just remind you how we fell in love in front of sound. You told me how I realized when you were gone. Now I see what you've been talking about this whole time. I can't lose you, baby, you my other half. Now I'm in the house looking at these damn photographs. Life goes on, that's what I had told you. I should've been smart and say, baby, let me hold you.
Alone,
trapped up on myself,
All
up in the zone,
dang.
Your body got some features,
yeah.
We love your redeemer,
ooh.
I feel your frequency on my radio receiver,
so
love you in the spot right now, feeling hot right now, waiting on me to kill that twat right now, yeah, it's going down,
yeah.
For all of your pleasure,
all
my niggas hella good, something you couldn't measure,
now
trying to hit the spot with a long night of pleasure, you're back in love spot,
what?
It's always getting wetter,
ooh.
This phone got me tripping. Cause I'm sitting there sipping,
love
knowing in my heart you're the home.
You got me staring at this phone,
at this phone.
And I can't wait till you get home.
Getting home,
see,
girl.
I don't like being alone.
Girl,
you're
girl.
Trapped up in my soul. Girl, you got me staring at this phone,
at this phone.
And I can't wait till you get home.
Getting home,
see,
girl.
I don't like being alone.
All alone, girl.
Trapped up in my soul.
career. Another group that just disbanded too soon. It was pretty good. They had a pretty good group going there. All right, all my listeners, we getting ready to close out for the evening. I didn't even know I was going to be on this long. I thought I would have been closed out tonight, but sometimes, you know, everybody know I like to talk. I got the gift of gab, man. Sometimes I get carried away, especially when I'm talking about delicate subjects. Don't forget tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, Express Yourself. Grown folks talking, Express Yourself at 7 o'clock, the same phone number. I'm really encouraging everybody to listen to that podcast. It's taking off. Each and every week, it's getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And if it's one thing that I hope people learn from my show tonight is that, you know, worry about your character. Worry about your character and not your reputation. A reputation is just what people think of you. But your character, that's what defines you. And that's important. And I hope people really understand what I'm saying. And you have to know that sometimes lies deceive you. And the truth hurts you. But you have to decide what side to take. What do you want more? You rather somebody respect you, or you rather somebody love you? Which one is better? Think about it. Love. You want to be loved, or you want to be respected? Which one lasts longer? Or I'll take it even further than that. You want to be respected, or you want to be feared? Which one? Which one? You'd rather be respected, or you'd rather be feared by your peers? I think I'd rather be respected than feared. Because people that fear you will hurt you. You ever heard of a match burning twice? You ever heard of somebody that's scared of you or hurt you? Yeah, I'd rather be respected. That's just food for your thought. Food for thought, that's all. Food for thought. I can go on all day like that. But I'm not. I'm just here to be a best blessing to you by being a blessing through you. And we all could use that, and we all need that. And that's what I'm here for. And that's what everybody who got my podcast on this label, Grown Folks Talking, Humble Life Radio, Small Time Hustlers, and The Point of Impact.
And that's what it's all about. Everybody be safe. Remember that bullets are cheap and life is not. Be in control and don't be controlled. This is Jay Sean, a.k.a. Randy Jackson, the Asiatic, giving you the static, the self-proclaimed relationship guru. I'm not mean, but I mean business. Drug dealers get court dates, and pimps get hoe dates. I had to throw that in there. I just had to. Let me see how much time we got. We got 4 minutes to go. Let's see if I can go for 4 minutes. Shit. This is, once again, I'm the host, Jay Sean. I'm glad everybody who tuned in tonight on the links, on the phone line. Thanks for all the people calling in. I'm out here just causing immunity in my community, serving God, but I know that church is people and church is not a building. Teach your kids to say no. Remember that the Bible said the sins of the mother and father will fall upon their children. And that's a true statement. Manners will take you where money won't. And everybody just stay safe out there. Beware of the COVID. Keep your mask on. Wash your hands. And let's make pussy great again. Let's make America great again. You know, I had to end this with some funny shit. Let's make pussy great again. You know, let's make America great again. And I hope I didn't turn anybody against the COVID shot. You have to use your own mind. Don't let, you know, take what I say, the good. And like I said, if it don't apply, let it fly. But if you heard something that I said good tonight, you know, you might just want to use it. And remember, don't feel bad about fucked up relationships, because if you can't be used, then maybe you just useless. Think about it. If you can't be used, maybe you useless. But make sure you're not used twice, because the first time you use me, shame on you. The second time you use me, shame on me. And it's not how much you have, it's what you do with what you have. All right, everybody, this is Jay Sean, a.k.a. Randy Jackson from the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean Online Radio Podcast. And that concludes our show from the evening. We're going to end this with my girl, You Asia. She fell in love with a big dick. Everybody stay tuned. We'll be back next week. Same time, same channel. Jay,
hold up. Y'all motherfuckers around here, man. Got a story to tell you real quick, though. Listen to me for a couple seconds. No, I ain't Lauryn Hill. Send me the gossip. Wake up.
I fell in love with that big dick. Had it in my dress. Oh, they could be going ahead. Nah, cause they just a big lick. I fell in love with a big dick. I fell in love with a big dick. I fell in love with a big dick. Yeah, these niggas a trip. Oh, they think they gon' hit. Nah, cause they just a lick lick. I fell in love with a big dick. Goddamn, I fell in love with a big dick.
Not me.
Life is hard.
Hope I make it, it's a risk, but I'll take it. Feeling like I'm living, but I'm stuck in a basement. I'm just trying to get a higher placement. Life is hard, but I make it, I can't wait a long time. I'm anxious, I just gotta get off the pavement so they can hear me across the nation. I fell in love with a big dick. Yeah, these niggas are trip. Oh, they think they gon' hit. Nah, cause they just a lick lick. In love with a big dick. Huh. I fell in love with a big dick.
What?
I fell in love with a big dick. Yeah, these niggas are trip. Oh, they think they gon' hit. Nah, cause they just a lick lick. I fell in love with a big dick. I fell in love with a big dick. Thinking about you, wondering what to do. I'm torn in between the two. Wasn't looking for a new boo.
Nope.
I just can't get over you. Don't want to lose a vibe. Come over, you can stay tonight. No reason to act shy. Cause tonight I'm gonna be something different. Touch my knees and put my back into it. So let me love you. I fell in love with a big dick. Yeah, these niggas are trip.
What?
Oh, they think they gon' hit. Nah, cause they just a lick lick. In love with a big dick.
Who?
I fell in love with a big dick.
What?
Nah, I fell in love with a big dick. Yeah, these niggas are trip. Oh, they think they gon' hit. Nah, cause they just a lick lick.
Uh-huh.
I fell in love with a big dick.
Who? God damn.
I fell in love with
God
a big
damn,
dick.
Huh?
Not me.
Not me.
You quit that shit.